know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business.
I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in. Maybe today this is Isla Nublar, because today it begins Jurassic Weekend. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. And it's also the middle game of a three-game series. The Lansing Lugnuts hosting the Lake County Captains. Glad to have you alongside of us. Yesterday, Adam, it was a decisive victory for the visitors.
Yeah, we go back in time, but we don't have to go back too far to find yesterday's first game of this series. And Lake County, well, they jumped out in front of the Nuts with the five-run first inning on that frame. And then they tacked down two more in the third. Lansing, give them credit, six runs to get back in the game, but Lake County wasn't messing around from there. They put up 18 runs, Jesse, 23 hits, still left 11 on base as well. They brought the bats in the first game of this series yesterday. Hopefully Lansing can combat that today in game two.
It was staggering because Joe Naranjo, their number two hitter in the order, and Alex Planez batting third, they combined to go 1-for-13. And yet, it was all good because the rest of the team collected 22 hits. They were massive games all around. The number eight hitter, Mikhail Ramirez, in his final two at-bats knocked in six runs, including a ninth-inning grand slam. Lake County was on its way, and that brings us to today. As the Lugnuts look to right the ship, they send the lefty Jack Owen to the mound.
Well, Jack Owen, he's pitched very well at times this year and still new to the Lansing Lugnuts, but he showcased some great stuff, and we're hoping that he can do that again today. That fastball, curve, changeup, cutter mix, it was just a couple outings ago against Great Lakes here to begin a weekend against the Loons that he went six innings and gave up just one hit and no runs with seven strikeouts. Looking for more of that the same today against these Captains to try and slow him down.
Aaron Davenport would not like things to be the same. The right-hander on the other side for Lake County. Last time that he faced the Lugnuts, he got roughed up.
Yeah, and the Lugnuts need that again. They've got to find a way to continue that success against Davenport, the fastball, curveball, changeup guy from Kirkland, Washington, and Lansing really could use a good start. They just really struggle when they get behind against teams. And hopefully they can find it today. Eight runs the last time out against Davenport. And hopefully that bodes well again today for Lansing.
On MILB.TV, you will see the umpires, home plate umpires Brian Van Vranken, the bases umpires Caleb Martin. Starting nines. Up next, this is Lansing Lugnuts pregame.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small, or how urban, or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's Jurassic Weekend here in Lansing, Michigan. We are getting you all set. It is time for the starting lineups. Phil Poland is Lansing Lugnuts taking on the Lake County Captains here today. Let's begin now with the visiting Lake County Captains, shall we? The Captains, the high A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. And they'll lead off with their shortstop, Milan Tolentino. Batting second, the first baseman, Joe Naranjo. Hitting third, the right fielder, Alex Priplanez. Batting fourth in center field, it's Petey Halpin. Hitting fifth, the DH, Jonathan Rodriguez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gabriel Rodriguez. Hitting seventh, the second baseman, Aaron Braccio. Batting eighth, the catcher, Zach Fascia. And hitting ninth, to round off the order, the left fielder, Corey Holland. Tolentino, Naranjo, Planez. Halpin, Rodriguez, Rodriguez. Braccio, Fascia, Holland. Adam Jackson, your spotlight captain, please.
And I'm going to go right out the top with Tolentino. Got on six times yesterday. He had a couple doubles, couple base hits, stole a bag, walked, HBP. He did everything offensively, so Nuts got to silent him today at the top of the order.
They support the right-hander Aaron Davenport with Nuts, supported by Phil Pohl, the skipper, as we have the brand-new music video and the video cut by Terry Alpert that is bringing everybody in this Jurassic Weekend. Drew Swift leads off, the DH. Batting second, the shortstop, Max Muncy. Hitting third, the catcher, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting fourth, cleanup hitters, the left fielder, Jack Winkler. Hitting fifth in center field, Denzel Clark. Batting sixth, the second baseman, A.U. Ribiel Angeles. Hitting seventh, third baseman, Joshuan Wright. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Patrick McCall. And then, rounding off the order, batting ninth, the right fielder, Kevin Richards. Swift, Muncy, Soderstrom, Winkler, Clark, Angeles, Wright, McCall, and Richards for the Lugnuts in support of the lefty, Jack Owen. Adam, your spotlight nut.
I'm going to go with Denzel Clark, fresh off his Futures game. Moves up in the lineup a couple of spots. No base hits yesterday, Jesse, but had a couple of good shots, and the walk scored a run. So let's go with Denzel Clark.
That sounds good. And the pitching matchup, as we mentioned, it's Jack Owen against Aaron Davenport. And the image on the screen for Jurassic Weekend. So you've got Lansing Lugnuts written in the Jurassic Park font. And then where you'd see the silhouette of the T-Rex, instead it's the silhouette of?
Big Lug the dinosaur.
Naturally. Naturally. Well.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, ah, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
The Lugnuts run onto the field. We're getting all set for Midwest League Baseball. And let's go down to the field as we are getting all set for the national anthem. The Lugnuts are clad in the home whites and the Lake County Captains in the road grays. Down to the field we turn.
And with that, we are ready for baseball here at Jackson Field, home of the Dinosaurs tonight, as it is Jurassic Weekend here in Lansing, Michigan. And it is the Dinosaur running the Lugnuts flag up the first baseline. All of the things. Tonight, we've got baseball as well. The Lake County Captains, 47-39, 12-8 in the second half. Your Lansing Lugnuts, 34-54, 9-13. The Dinosaur is now running across the shallow part of the outfield. It looks like the Dinosaur costume is struggling to stay on the individual inside the costume, but you get the point. It is Jurassic Weekend.
It's an endangered species.
All right, that's enough of me. Let's get to the call of game. Here is the longtime voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa, I shall never forget it. Lake County Captains come in at 12-8, 47-39 for the year. The Lugnuts at 9-13, 34-54. Lugnuts, the high affiliate of the Oakland A's. The Captains, the high affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. The Lugnuts defensively feature Jack Winkler starting in left field. How about that? Denzel Clark is in center, and in right field, it's Kevin Richards. Around the infield, the catcher's Tyler Soderstrom, the first baseman, Pat McCall. At second base, Avery Bielanjales. At shortstop, Max Muncy, and the third baseman, Josh Wainwright. Down to the field briefly. The lefty on the mound, Jack Owen. Adam, the last time that Owen saw these Captains, he only allowed two runs, but they knocked him around a bit. Your keys for him today?
Yeah, I think he's got to work the pitch. He's not going to come at you with a ton of speed, but what he does really well is locate. And again, it feels like we say this every night, but locate, mix those pitches, keep the hitters off balance, and he can have success against this Captain's nine.
Well, let's begin this ball game, shall we? It's 7:04 p.m. Lefty to lefty, Milan Tolentino climbs in. Owen spins, kicks, throws. Inside corner, strike one called, and we are underway 1 minute early. What a ball game Tolentino had in the opener last night. The pitch to him. He swings and bounces it down toward first. Instead, McCall covers with the second baseman Anales picking it up and feeding it to Patrick on the bag. And there's one up and one gone. So Milan Tolentino, yesterday the Lugnuts retired him once in seven plate appearances. And today he's 0 for 1. The batter now is Joe Naranjo. Lefty to lefty, Owen's pitch. Naranjo takes a fastball up and in. Well, if things are going to balance themselves out, Naranjo is going to get on base today. Because yesterday he was 0 for 7. Scoreless, Owen's pitch. Naranjo takes a ball outside. Two balls, no strikes. As determined by the home plate umpire, Brian Van Vranken. The offering. Fouled off into the screen behind home plate. The breaking ball from Jack Owen. Adam, when you figure that there are 27 outs to be recorded in 9 innings, and Joe Naranjo was responsible for 7 of those 27. He fouls another pitch back into the screen. Owen getting in on his hands on the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, it certainly didn't hinder them putting him right back in that 2 spot again today. He's doing just fine.
Owens break even. Naranjo takes a fastball upstairs. On the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joe Naranjo's hitting .216 now through 77 games. Team high 109 total bases, 12 homers. Payoff. Ground ball right side, backhanded by McCall down to one knee. Calls off Owen, takes it himself. 2 outs. So bring up Alexfri Planez. Planez yesterday came up to home plate. Oh, once again, all of those times. Struck out twice, popped to short, singled, grounded to second, was hit by pitches last time. He was 1 for 5. Planez takes a called strike on the outside corner. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Owen's pitch. Shot on the line down toward first. Picked up off the ground on the short hop by McCall. And again, right to his base. 3 up and 3 down go the Lake County Captains. McCall a nifty handle of the short hop. And Jack Owen goes 1-2-3 via 3 grounders. We go to the bottom of the first inning. The captain's nothing. And the Lugnuts are now coming up against Aaron Davenport after this.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.screen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The captains went three up and three down in the top half, and now the Lugnuts step up to home plate for the bottom half of the first inning. It's going to be Swift, Muncy, and Soderstrom against the righty Aaron Davenport. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Righty to righty, Drew Swift takes ball one. Aaron Davenport leads the league in length of hair. The right-hander out of Kirkland, Washington, deals, and there's ball two to Drew Swift. Yesterday, Swift finished the ballgame 0 for 5, reaching base twice via error, stealing a bag, scoring a run. He takes a called strike in the outside corner. So now Swift comes in here today, hitting 265, 19 steals, 2-1 pitch. Strike two called on the outside corner. And so from 2-0 to 2-2, no score in the ballgame. Davenport rocks, kicks, throws. Breaking ball called strike three. Front door hook, and Swift is down watching. First batter, first strikeout for Davenport. I turn to Adam for more.
Yes, sir, Jesse. Well, as you mentioned, some long hair for Mr. Davenport. He's 21 years old, 6 foot, 185 pounder, sixth round selection last year. Fastball, curve, and a changeup, and he is out of Hawaii.
Max Muncy swings and misses strike one. Muncy and his Lugnuts debut yesterday finished the ballgame 2 for 5 with two doubles. The deal. The breaking ball hooks in, called strike two. Davenport is looking sharp. 19-year-old Muncy waits. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with the curve. Davenport strikes out the first two.
That is a good-looking curve. He's going right after these Lugnuts. Threw a couple of balls to open and then has pumped in the strikes.
The next batter, Tyler Soderstrom. It's funny to me that if you look right behind home plate, the pitch, Soderstrom takes a called strike just outside of the center field camera's range, up the third base side. There is a dinosaur. The pitch, strike called on the inside corner. Nothing in two to Soderstrom. And right now that dinosaur was in a brawl with Big Lug, shall we say. Soderstrom fouls one off on the ground, hopping right side. And they are setting up the in-between inning game for after this first inning concludes. There's no score. Two outs, nobody on. Soderstrom batting left. The right-hander Davenport kicks, offers. Ground ball pushed left to the mound to the shortstop, Tolentino. Fires to first, side, retired. After three grounders in the top half, two strikeouts and a ground out in the bottom half. So Aaron Davenport holds serve with Jack Owen, scoreless to the top of the second inning. We'll watch a dinosaur here. You stay tuned. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, in between the end of the first inning and the start of the second, we saw Big Lug versus Dinosaur, as emblazoned in the big graphic, and by popular applause, Big Lug declared the winner. Let's go to the second inning. No score. Lugnuts and Captains. Captains, Petey Halpin, followed by Jonathan Rodriguez and Gabriel Rodriguez, 4-5-6. Again, southpaw Jack Owen, the Auburn Tiger. First pitch of the second inning on its way. Petey Halpin lines it foul into the screen on the left side. Strike one. They really did wail on each other, too, with the American Gladiator's weapon. Lefty to lefty, Halpin swings and misses the slow hook. Nothing and two. Big Lug, very calm. Similar to, let's say, a Jedi going into battle against a Sith to play to Adam's strengths. Meanwhile, the dragon was vicious and out of control. 0-2 pitch. Halpin shoots it foul on the ground down the left side. We stay nothing and two.
Big frame for Big Lug, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even use the tail whack. He totally could have got involved there. An extra weapon attached to him.
Petey Halpin with a wide open stance. The pitch from Owen. Line drive left field. Jack Winkler backs up. It's over his head. And that baseball hops off the wall. Halpin dashes around for second base. Winkler feeds it into short. It's a lead. Petey Halpin goes oppo for his 12th double of the year. Adam, remember yesterday how Halpin ignited the five-run first inning for the Captains on two strikes with an RBI single, and here it was very quickly strike one, strike two, and then he victimizes Owen.
Now, he does a really good job of going the opposite way, and that looked like an effortless swing, and it was hammered out to left field. Didn't look like it was going to get there, but it just kept going.
Now Jonathan Rodriguez, first pitch, misses inside, ball one. Rodriguez, how was his day yesterday? Remember?
He did okay.
Yeah. Right-handed hitter, batting fifth in the order and DHing today. Yesterday he was in left field. The lefty comes set. Here's the pitch. That is a fastball in the inside corner. Out of cold strike to even up the count. That is Owen's favorite spot to put that fastball, right there on the inner edge. Jonathan Rodriguez reached base all six plate appearances. It was remarkable. The deal. Back door, a breaking ball for a called strike two. Rodriguez walked in the first inning, singled in the third, homered in the fifth, singled in the sixth, walked in the eighth, singled in the ninth, and he scored five runs, 18-6, Lake County won. Owens 1-2. Swing and a miss. He doesn't reach here. Jack Owen fans him with the high heater. First strikeout for Owen. One away in the second. And now the other Rodriguez, Gabriel Rodriguez, who didn't score five runs yesterday, but he did score four. Gabriel Rodriguez reached base every time but once. Right-handed batter, first pitch, swing and a tapper foul. Rolling left for strike one. Rodriguez came away with three singles and a double. He knocked in two runs. He scored four runs, plus he drew a walk. And because of that, he has raised his batting average up to 272. Speedy Halpin for Lake County. No score in the game. One down.
Owen has his sign from catcher Soderstrom. Looks back, kicks, and spins around to look back Halpin into second base. Black Sox pulled up to the knees for Owen. Lets it fly. Hi. How are you? One ball, one strike. Now, we have had some mentions of the dinosaur so far, the inflatable dinosaur costume, because this is Jurassic Weekend. We might be mentioning throughout today and tomorrow. Halpin starts early and then stops. Owen steps off the rubber, looks him back. If you look out beyond the right field wall, above the lawn, in the tailgate terrace, there's another dinosaur. Owen fires. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. Strike two for Rodriguez. This one, it's not a person in a costume. It's a gigantic inflatable dinosaur, and it is hulking over one of the Jurassic Park green and yellow Land Rovers. A 1-2 pitch. Gabriel Rodriguez waits. It's on its way. Wait just a second. Halpin pointed, and then the home plate umpire, Brian Van Vranken, said, "You're right, Petey Halpin. That is a clock infraction." And now it's ball two. Halpin made that call to help out the umpires.
Halpin continues to torch the Lugnuts in numerous ways.
Yeah, that guy, he does a lot, huh? Here's the pitch. Lopped it foul down the right side. Petey Halpin's head is in the game. He is only 20 years old. He was drafted by the Cleveland Guardians in the third round in 2020. And coming into play today, the batting average, .251, the OPS, .671. And yet, Adam, you and I continue to see him do things to help out his squad. The pitch, off the hands, fouled over the netting. And we stay 2-2 on Rodriguez. This is all balanced out, right? Somewhere in this league, their teams are going, boy, we haven't seen Petey Halpin do anything. And the Lugnuts are going, that guy does everything. Owen's pitch. Sails outside. Three balls, two strikes, and Gabriel Rodriguez. Top of the second, leadoff double by Halpin. But then Jack Owen struck out the dangerous Jonathan Rodriguez. Aaron Bracho's waiting on deck. No score, one out. Payoff pitch. Fouled off over the screen. And just below the sweep level. Let's try it once more. Gabriel Rodriguez was signed 4 years ago. July 2nd is when you could start signing international prospects. And on July the 2nd, 2018, that's when the Cleveland Guardians signed him. He was 16 years old. He swings and smokes a base hit up the middle. Around third base, Halpin. And center field, Clark grabs, plays it in. Halpin scores standing, losing his helmet. RBI single, Gabriel Rodriguez. 1-0 Lake County. Gabriel Rodriguez works the count full, and then he stung that base hit right past the pitcher's mound with Owen flinching. No chance for the shortstop Muncy to get there. Gabriel Rodriguez is 28th RBI of the year.
Well, it's both Jonathan and Gabriel Rodriguez yesterday. Jonathan strikes out, but Gabriel picks him right back up as he did yesterday with four hits, drove in two, and drives in another one today.
Switch hitting Aaron Bracho, bats right, first pitch, swing and a foul tip into Soderstrom's mitt, strike one. While it was Halpin who got yesterday going, the RBI single in the five-run first inning, it was Bracho with the big blow in that frame, a three-run homer that knocked out Stevie Emanuels. The pitch, ground ball hit to short, Muncy has it, on her hands Donnelly's one, throws it to first, it's two, a double play, and the side retired. 6-4-3 off the bat of Bracho. And in the end, one run, two hits, nobody left stranded. Lake County takes the games on our way to the home second inning, the bottom of the second. Caps one, Nuts nothing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
In the first inning, Aaron Davenport struck out both Drew Swift and Max Muncy in a perfect frame. As he toes the rubber for the second, his teammates have given him a 1-0 lead. And now the Lake County right-hander will face Winkler, followed by Clark and Angeles. First pitch to Jack Winkler. Fastball for a called strike. On the right-handed hitting, Lugnuts cleanup man, the starting left fielder. Righty, righty. Davenport kicks and offers. Winkler pops it off the hands, up the third base side in a foul ground. Third baseman Rodriguez approaches his dugout. At number one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. We should mention that in this Jurassic weekend, wind blowing left to right across the field. The Lugnuts images on the big video board, they've been adjusted. You can still see the player's face and the Lugnuts uniform. However, righty righty, the pitch to Denzel Clark. That's down low, ball one. Each player has been given a safari hat to wear.
Gotta rock the safari hats out there.
Looks good on you, Denzel. Clark takes a called strike on the inside corner. The Davenport curve. Three-pitch guy, Aaron Davenport. Fastball, curve, change. 1-1. Curveball is ripped to left field. Base hit. To his right, Holland goes to play. Clark rounds first base. He falls. He goes right back to first as the throw comes into second. Just that brief blowing of a tire, and then Denzel decided, you know what? I'm fine right here. A hard-hit single to give the Lugnuts their first base runner.
Denzel Clark, kind of that game-changer spot right there in the five-hole. They need a big game from him. You know what you're going to get or expect to get from those first four, but Clark kind of splits in half the bottom of the lineup here, and that's a really nice swing for him in his first at-bat tonight.
And he is a threat to steal second base. The batter, Aribiel Angeles, swings and bounces to short. Tolentino waits back, grabs a tough hop, and then unleashes a fastball to first base for the out. Angeles is gone on one pitch. Clark up to second. Two away now, last of the second inning. We've gotten to see the Aaron Davenport fastball, and there we got to see the heater from Milan Tolentino. Josh Juan right now the batter. Righted two more hits yesterday. A single and a triple. Can the Lugnuts bring in Clark with two outs? Down 1-0. First pitch. Right takes a called strike. Fastball from Davenport on the outside corner. Righty, righty. Panama. Pitch on its way. Curveball. Strike two called. Outer edge. As an ambulance makes its way down southbound on Cedar Street to our left. Josh Wainwright with his knees slightly bent. Even stance. The deal. Bouncing ball wriggling up the third base side. In comes Rodriguez. Grabs those across his body. Off the glove of first baseman Naranjo. Up the right field line. Denzel Clark scores to tie the game. Wright stays at first base as Naranjo retrieves. 1-1.
I think that mistake there by Gabriel Rodriguez, good play to stop it, but I don't think the throw needed there. Weren't going to get Josh Wainwright. He moves pretty well, and that's probably going to rule a base hit with an error attached to it, and that allows the Lugnuts to tie the score.
And there you have it, infield single, Josh Wainwright, and then throwing error, Gabriel Rodriguez at third. Now Pat McCall takes ball one, high and wide from Davenport. Yesterday, Adam, okay, the Lugnuts lost the game 18-6. Lake County did not play great defense. They committed three errors in the end. Here's their first error today. Right edges away from first. The pitch to McCall. Stroked on the line. Right field and down for a base hit in front of Planez. Right around second. Hangs tight. Strong throw comes into third base. One hops to Rodriguez. A single from McCall. And the Lugnuts have runners at first and second. Two men out. Kevin Richards, the number nine batter, comes up.
Again, this wasn't the problem yesterday early in the game. Lansing was getting hits at will. They were getting extra base hits. Put up six runs in that third inning, but then got shut down in the later inning. Something we saw last week at Fort Wayne with the bullpen there. But, boy, if they could take a lead and keep on rolling here. Bottom of the order starting to produce.
Yes, sir. Kevin Richards didn't play in yesterday's opener. Here he is today, batting ninth. Just like Pat McCall didn't play, and McCall immediately into the act with the single. Here's the first pitch. Curveball. Down low and away, ball one. Runs against Aaron Davenport the last time they faced him, including two homers. One by Tyler Soderstrom, one by Lawrence Butler. Roddy. The pitch to Richards. He lifts it off the barrel in a shallow right. Planez comes forward. He has the easy grab, and the inning is over. But the Lugnuts do equalize. One in the top half, one in the bottom half for the Captains and the Lugnuts, respectively. Three hits, two left. We go to the third inning. Adam Jackson will take over the call. The Lugnuts and the Captains knotted up 1-1.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there on Jurassic Weekend from Jackson Field. Jack Owens' first pitch of the third slides away. Ball one. 1-1 our score, 8-9-1. Zachary Fascia, Corey Holland, and Milan Tolentino do up against the lefty Owen. Kicks and throws. That pitch snaps in there. Strike one to Fascia. He's making his series debut. Batting 189, four driven in this year for the big-sticked lefty. The pitch. In on the hands, jammed foul third base side. One ball, two strikes on Zachary Fascia. 6'1", 225-pounder from Brampton, Ontario. Up there in Canada. The pitch. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Lugnuts with a Canadian as well. Denzel Clark, Pickering, Ontario. Here's the pitch. Lifted out to center field. There it is. One Canadian to another. Denzel Clark makes the catch. And there's the first out of the third inning.
Adam, I just checked it out. 45 minutes driving distance between Brampton and Pickering, but here it was much shorter.
And not bad at all. They can go from dugout to dugout to see each other.
That's right.
A little bit shorter of a journey.
This was just an easy flight from home plate to center field.
Quick takeoff and landing. Here's the pitch. Off the plate, bounce back to Owen on one hop. Fields, turns, throws to first. A little bit high, but it's gathered by McCall just before Holland can get there. And on five pitches, make it 6 pitches, 2 outs.
Boy, Jack Owen took his time, didn't he? Corey Holland gets out of the batter's box quick. He's one of the fastest Lake County captains, and yet Owen's throw nipped him.
Well, he's been seeing some of the exit velocity clocked throws, maybe over from the left side of the diamond in Major League and Minor League Baseball recently. The longer he waits, the more he could wind up there. The pitch, that's a fastball in, strike one to Milan Tolentino. We're tied at one in the top of the third. Game 2 of 3 this weekend between the Lugnuts and the Captains. Owen set from the chest, turns there, strike two.
A picture Pat McCall going, you know who else has played first base? Tyler Soderstrom, Matt Cross. They're used to catching a pitcher's fastball. But I guess me too now.
He deals with everything. McCall has been in the outfield, been over at first base. He pitched last night, turning into utility man for the Nuts. Yo, 2 pitch. Swatted third base side, drifting just foul as it heads towards the bullpen area of the Captains. No balls, 2 strikes remains on the lefty, Milan Tolentino. Excellent game last night, as many of these Captains did. 23 hits in all, 18 runs. They tripled up the Nuts, 18-6. Lansing had 6 runs, 9 hits of their own, and they weren't close in the final score. 4-2. That's up high, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Lugnuts back to those custom home white uniforms after they had the Black Panther-themed unis yesterday. Tyler Soderstrom's going to exchange catcher mitts. New gear, Matt Cross comes out to hand him a new glove. Home whites, Lugnuts in red, that block lettering across the chest. Luggy the Lugnut as the T in Lugnuts. Black caps with the silver Luggy logo, while the Captains go with the away grays. Blue batting helmets. 1-2. Ooh, that pitch sliding away. Good twisting motion from Jack Owen. Tolentino wasn't enticed. 2 balls, 2 strikes on the lefty. Bases clear, 2 away in this third inning. Diagonally standing, Jack Owen turns, lifts that right leg and throws. Swing and a miss. He went up high with the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Second strikeout for Owen. Second 1-2-3 inning for Owen. Let's head to the home half of the third. 1-1 at Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your house.
Who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the third inning as we come back to Jackson Field. Knotted at one. First pitch to Drew Swift down low. Here comes pitch two. That's in the same spot. And it's 2 balls, no strikes on the leadoff man. The Lansing Lugnuts, Drew Swift, DHing today as he gets some time off in the field. We need his bat at the top of the order, though. The pitch. That just misses, nipping the outside corner. 3 balls, no strikes. Drew Swift is a danger when he gets on base and a ball away from doing so. Next offering. That's inside and Drew Swift and he is aboard to open up this third inning. Well, Drew Swift, 19 stolen bases and 21 attempts this year. He had another one yesterday. And he's got some big swingers that can certainly drive him in and perhaps give Lansing their first lead today. Tied at one in the third. Here's the pitch home to Max Muncy. Swing, and that's fouled back off the top of the mid there of fascia. Aaron Davenport giving up three hits and his first run in the second. Came on an error, though, up that first base side from the third baseman, Gabriel Rodriguez. Davenport sets and throws to the newest lug nut. Here it comes. There goes Swift. Breaking ball is up. The throw is up as well. Swift slides under the tag of Bracho at second base. Make it an even 20 stolen bases for Drew Swift this year. It just looks so easy for Swift. And he ran on the perfect pitch, the breaking ball, to give him a little bit more time after he got a nice jump as well.
It puts so much pressure on the catcher. And Fashion trying to get that throw down to second base, he put it too high. Swift's first step at him was not true, but still so quick to get down there.
The 1-1 to Muncy. Breaking ball loops in, strike two. That's the pitch that struck out Max in his first at bat. Opening two at-bats is a lug nut yesterday, two doubles. One scored a run, and the other time he came in to score a run. The pitch, checked it. Did he go around? Yes, he did. The ball gets behind Fascia. Up to first goes Muncy, and he is there safely. Over to third goes Swift on the wild pitch, we believe. We'll see what the ruling is, but either way, Muncy's on, and the Lugnuts now have runners at the corners. They will say passed ball instead, as Zach Fascia couldn't catch it. Butterstrom coming to the plate. So Soderstrom steps in, had his 17th home run yesterday, which leads the Nuts. Drove in three more yesterday to give him 64 this season. The pitch. On the outside corner, strike one. Tyler going with a little bit of a sportier look today. He's got the socks pulled up, and he's got red socks with stripings on them as well. Ankle guard on that front right foot. The pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Usually he's got those pant legs pulled all the way down. Great shot here on MLB.tv from the crew. Three different striping segments up those red socks. The pitch. Chopper down the first base side that goes off his body and fouls off to the right side of the line. One ball, two strikes on Soderstrom. He's got such that hulking look. Comes to the plate. And he looks like he can mash. And looks are not deceiving with Soderstrom. He certainly can. 6'2", 200-pound, 20-year-old from Turlock, California. First and third with nobody out. Throw back to first. Muncy nearly got caught there. Naranjo a little bit late on the tag of the right arm of Muncy. Swift is at third, reached on a walk. Muncy at first, reached on a pass ball. Swinging, strike three. 1-1 in the third. Another throw back to first. And Muncy, again, a close play. And his first base coach over there, Craig Conklin, an extra couple of words for him just to make sure he's alert. As those batters know how far they can come off the bag before they need to get back. Pitch. Soderstrom whacks it foul, third base side. That one up and out of play.
Adam, I would say that Aaron Davenport has one of the best right-handed pickoff moves in the. And I was wondering about, though, and Joe Naranjo's handling it. We're getting into that period where the sun sets in the first baseman's eyes.
Makes it very difficult. The pitch. That's kicked back off the netting. The way to describe Davenport is rapid. He has a quick motion, gets the ball back, and he works in rhythm. And it's the same thing when he goes over to first base. Jesse's right. He's got a really quick move over there. I think it surprised Muncy the first time he threw over, and then nearly surprised him again. Watch out for that breaking ball here. 1-2. He does go breaking ball low and inside, and well done by Soderstrom to lay off of it. Two balls, two strikes. 1-1 our score in the third. Lansing looking to even up the series tonight and then try and win the series tomorrow against Lake County. If they did that, an even 9-9 in the season series. The pitch, fastball in there, strike three. Soderstrom knew it, 91 miles per hour, and that's the third strikeout for Aaron Davenport, the first Lugnut to go down looking.
Adam, you remember you said watch out for the breaking ball? Well, I think Soderstrom was guessing breaking ball, and it got locked up by the fastball.
He guessed right the pitch before. Davenport says, let's switch it up, go right back to the fastball. And Soderstrom was not expecting it. So now, we'll see if Jack Winkler can pick him up. Davenport's pitch. Smash back up towards the sweeps and bounce back down into the crowd in the lower bowl. Another big one on hands. Great turnout yesterday as the Lugnut fans were excited for the season to recontinue after the MLB All-Star break. 7,923 last night. Davenport's 0-1. Up high. Good eye from Winkler. One ball, one strike. Football season around the corner. But before the fall in Michigan State, you think of the students about 5-10 minutes east of here that'll come back for school, enjoying some time at the ballpark and families. And Muncy just in under the tag, this time on his back from Naranjo. There's nothing like coming out to Jackson Field, though, in the summer months, especially when it's up there 85, 90 degrees. The pitch, that's outside. Here goes Muncy to second. One hops into center field, and Swift is coming home. Muncy goes to third. Lansing takes the lead for the first time tonight in front 2-1. Aggressive base running pays off for the Nuts, and Lansing's up 2-1.
Adam, I kind of have the feel that was all designed for Drew Swift in the first place. Get the throw to get down to second base. Swift would break for a home plate. But as it turned out, the throw just was not handled by second baseman Braccio on the hop.
And it's another error for Lake County. The 2-1. Inside, and it's three balls and a strike as the infield has come in. Jesse told you about this earlier, but even though it was a decisive 18-6 win for the Captains last night, they had three errors in that game. The pitch, that shoots in on the outside corner, 3-2. So now, in 12 innings of play in this series, the Captains have committed five errors. Big payoff pitch coming. Lifted over the jumping shortstop, Tolentino into left field, base hit. Striding in with ease is Max Muncy. It's an RBI single for Winkler. Nuts in front, 3-1 in the third. That's exactly how you like to draw it up. Infield comes in. It doesn't take much. Just kind of a blooped liner over the top of the left side of the infield. And Lansing is struck with three straight in the last two half innings. Remember at the beginning of the year, Jesse, you go all the way back to April. Lansing really struggled in the base running column. They were getting picked off. They weren't swiping many bases. And Max Muncy, newster, just 19 years old. He avoids getting picked off three different times, then swipes a base after Drew Swift swiped a base. And that leads to two more runs. This aggressive base running, we just didn't see much in April. We wondered if it was coming. It has come, and it's paid off again so far tonight.
Well, it was Drew Swift who was injured, remember, at the start of the year in April. He brought it to Lansing when he was healthy and ready once more. But Max Muncy had started the year with Stockton, as did Denzel Clark, who we're going to see coming up very, very soon once this mound meeting ends. Adam and Stockton, Clark, and Max Muncy, and the Stockton Ports, and they've been aggressive all year long, and now they've brought that to the Lugnuts as well.
A lot of talent on this Lugnuts team. It has us wondering, what does the rest of this season hold? Game 89 tonight of 132. And the Lugnuts certainly don't have a flattering record coming in, just 34-54, 9-13 in the second half. But boy, does it seem like they are poised with all this talent to go on a run here. First pitch to Denzel Clark. That's inside. Strike one. So far, the Nuts in this third inning. Walk, strikeout with a passed ball. And strikeout to Soderstrom for the first out. Then the RBI single to Winkler. There's a throwback to first. Winkler gets in safely. And in between the base hit and the strikeout to Soderstrom, a swipe from Max Muncy, the second steal of the half inning behind Swift, and an error on the throw brought in a run. The pitch. Swing and a hard hit. Ground ball to third. One hops to Rodriguez to second. Bracho has it. Goes back to first. A low throw around the horn. Double play. 5-4-3 to end this third inning. Lansing gets two runs and takes their first lead of the series, though. They're up 3-1 as we move to the fourth inning from Michigan State Capitol.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Things looking up for the Lugnuts after a two-run third inning. They're in front 3-1 as we head to the fourth. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you on a Saturday night. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night. Thanks for joining us from Jackson Field. It is popping here tonight. Fans all across Jackson Field, and they are walking around in the lower bowl out on the berms. Left and right center field, enjoying the concourse, the food, the beverages, and enjoying some Lugnuts baseball. Now have given Jack Owen his first lead in front 3-1. He faces Joe Naranjo to start the fourth. The pitch loops in there, strike one, two, three, and four, right through the heart of this order. Alexfrey Planez, Petey Halpin to follow. One run in that second inning for the captain so far. Lansing out hitting Lake County 4-2. Owen turns and throws. Breaking ball is hit on a couple of hops and a short throw to McCall. There's one out to begin this fourth inning. You know, one of the fun things working with the Lugnuts, Jesse, we talked about the draft yesterday, but, you know, there's also guys throughout the season that are rehabbing that we hope to maybe see. And a pretty big name activated today in the A's organization. The pitch, that's outside, ball one to Alexfrey Planez. That would be Gunnar Hoglund. High expectations for the man that was drafted by the Jays in the first round last year. He's taken 19th overall. 1-0 pitch, that loops outside. Two balls, no strikes. He was, of course, then traded to the Athletics back in mid-March for Kevin Smith, Zach Logue, and Kirby Snead in the Matt Chapman deal. It's the 2-0 pitch. Swing and that's kicked back. Two balls and a strike. Well, Gunnar Hoglund was back, and boy, did he have a day for the ACL Athletics. They lost 5-1 today, but how about Hoglund? The pitch. There's a bouncing ball towards short, charging to his left. Muncy has it, sets, throws chest high to McCall, and there's two away. Just two innings for Gunnar Hoglund, but he gave up just one hit, one unearned run, and had five strikeouts and seven batters faced. Pretty darn good for a guy that you would hope can kind of elevate himself up in the system and maybe has a chance to get up to Lansing this year. If not, perhaps next year.
Number five prospect in the org, the number one pitching prospect.
The pitch, here's a high hopping ball off the plate to the right. Angeles snares, throws back across his body high. Toe tap from McCall is late as Halpin beats it out. That most likely will be an infield single, but a heck of an effort by both Angeles and then McCall, 6-6 frame. The Lugnuts just couldn't beat the speed of Halpin.
You throw it pretty high. When you throw it so high that the 6-6 McCall has to come off of his feet to go collect it. And that was the thing. Bat McCall jumped up for that throw and then off the base.
3-1 Nuts in the top of the fourth. Rodriguez strikeout in his first at bat. Owen checks in over at first base. So encouraging signs. Gunnar Hoglund only 2 innings in. The A's will, of course, ease him back in. But, boy, are there a lot of expectations for what he can do as he makes his way through this athletic system. The pitch, outside, ball one.
Adam Hughes, the centerpiece of the Matt Chapman deal. The Toronto Blue Jays gave the A's three major league ready players, Kirby Snead, Zach Lowe, Kevin Smith, and then the first rounder from last year, one of the best pitching prospects in baseball.
1-0 pitch, check swing, and Rodriguez goes through. One ball, one strike. I think you looked in at the draft that just happened and thought certainly the A's need some outfield depth, but they need some pitching depth as well. This one, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. I was a little surprised the A's went so heavy with position players in the top 10 picks. Then they went basically all pitchers in their final 10 picks. But you have to think, they probably feel they can move some guys to get some more pitching prospects or major league ready guys. The pitch lifted to shallow right, twisting up for Kevin Richards. Underneath of it, a step to his right, another step to his right. Ball above his head for the final out.
Let's down that note for the bottom half.
Let's do it. We'll come back. Bottom fourth is next. Lansing in front, 3-1 at Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them. Just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We move to the bottom of the fourth. Lansing in front, 3-1 at Jackson Field. Appreciate you joining us tonight for game number 89 this year of Lansing Lugnuts baseball in 2022. Lugnuts trying to add to their lead in this fourth inning against the starter Aaron Davenport. Eribio Angeles, Josh Juan Wright, and Patrick McCall. 6, 7, and 8 due up. And the pitch. That's low and outside. Ball one. We're talking a little bit about Gunnar Hoglund and the pitching prospects in the A's org last half inning. That pitch shoots in there. One ball, one strike. We got into draft talk yesterday. With that happening over the last few days. One ball. Flied foul. One ball, two strikes. Jesse, what did you make of the Athletics deciding to go heavy position players early and then finally going with mostly pitchers at the back end of the draft? 1-2. Bouncing ball towards short. High hopping on two hops. Backs up Tolentino. Throws over to first and just gets Angeles one away.
Alex Espinosa does the Ricky Henderson of blogs. Brought on Melissa Lockhart from The Athletic to ask that very same question because I reacted the same as you. I was thinking, all right, the A's need outfielders. They need pitchers. I'm expecting a lot of pitchers to be drafted. And he said, why did the A's, with their first four picks, not go pitchers?
First pitch to Joshua Wright flies inside, ball one. 3-1, the Athletics High A affiliate, Lansing Lugnuts, in front of the Lake County Cat back, 1-1.
She answered that this was a draft that was seen. It did not have a ton of high-end pitching available in the first and second round, but there was a lot more good pitching available later on in the draft where the A's took it.
1-1. Wright steers in a little closer, takes strike two.
On the other hand, the A's were looking at a lot of position player, high-impact talent.
1-2. Reached out, fouled off the netting.
But they were saying Daniel Susak, Henry Bolte, Colby Thomas, Clark Elliott, their first four picks, not in that order. Thomas taken after Elliott, but you get it. That they are seen as really high-ceiling guys.
1-2. Sent out to right field and down for a base hit. Wright takes it the other way. And the Lugnuts extend this fourth inning with the base hit.
That's a punch and Judy shot right there. High breaking ball. And Josh Wainwright just jabbing it out to right field. No, I enjoyed that answer. Simply saying this was the way the draft was. This was the strengths and the weaknesses of the draft. So therefore, draft accordingly.
And yeah, you can't just take players to take them. Don't just fill needs with anybody. Make sure it's the right fit. And the A's playing to the drafts and the position players went heavy in that category early on. Here's Patrick McCall. The pitch, that's on the outside corner, strike one. 3-1, Lugnuts in the bottom of the fourth, one on, one out.
If we go back to last year, high-ceiling guys that the A's drafted. We're getting to see Max Muncy, the first rounder, but the second rounder, Zach Gelof, and the fourth rounder, Denzel Clark. High-ceiling guys.
The 0-1. On the ground towards second, weakly hit. Bracho has it, turns to second for one. Back to first, safe the call as McCall just beats out the double play. 4-6 put out at second base. I think that's the other really impressive thing with the A's, Jesse. They seem to be hitting on these early position player picks. It doesn't just mean you're going to get the talent and you're going to get the turnover and the development that you want when you pick these guys through the first few rounds of the draft, but the A's are getting it. You mentioned Gelof, Soderstrom, Muncy. The pitch, that's low, outside, But the A's seem to do a really good job in the scouting department and get some very talented players that are making their way up the organization. 1-0, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike on Richards.
And that, to my mind, makes Lansing Lugnuts baseball really compelling right now. A roster that has a Tyler Soderstrom, a Max Muncy, and a Denzel Clark, an A. Rubiel Analeas, and more.
1-1. High bouncing ball towards short. Off the short hop, picked backhand by Tolentino over to first in time. And that's going to do it for the Nuts in the fourth. Well, it's been fun to watch the A's organization, the way they work, basically starting over. Guys get good. Then they get traded away, but then in come new pieces and in come the new draft pieces, and we'll be excited to see how this year's draft pans out. Here in this one, after four, Lansing in front 3-1 at Jackson Field.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
He's delivered the first Lake County Captains run, and he's going to be the man stepping up there to lead off the fifth inning from Jackson Field. Rodriguez, Bracho, and Fascia, 6-7-8 the batters. They take on the Lugnuts lefty Jack Owen. Lugnuts lead the Captains 3-1. Lefty deals to the right-handed hitting Rodriguez. Swing and a miss at the Cheddar. No balls, one strike. It was an interesting second inning for Rodriguez in the top half. With one out, Petey Halpin at second base, he worked the count to 3-2, and then he smoked an RBI single up the middle. He stays away from this pitch up. One ball, one strike. But in the bottom half of the second inning, the Lugnuts tied the score because with two outs, Josh Wainwright singled down to third base, and he threw it away. He takes ball two inside. So he giveth, he taketh away. Singled in the first run, brought in the second run with his own throwing error. Lugnuts then tacked on two runs in the third and lead by two. The pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. And now Jack Owen is in rhythm. And the Lansing left-hander from Aliso Viejo, California, through four innings, has only allowed that one run on three hits. He has struck out two. He has walked nobody. The 2-2 pitch, just off the outside corner. That is full on Rodriguez again.
It's no surprise, Jesse. Lugnuts have won just 34 games this year, but this has been the recipe to their win. A good starting pitching performance followed by good bullpen work.
3-2. Served up high into the air out to deepest right center. Denzel Clark is out there into the shade with room to make the catch. That's Death Valley. That is where deep fly balls go to die if they have too much air and not enough leg. Rodriguez is the first out of the fifth. Aaron Bracho steps in next. And back to that point, Adam. Jack Owen joins the Lugnuts as a starting pitcher after he was used as primarily a reliever in Stockton. And he's been so good keeping the Lugnuts in games. He deals. Aaron Bracho takes ball one up high and wide.
Team this year, the Lugnuts pitching. It's been sometimes they're starting, sometimes they're bullpen. The bats have pretty much been there throughout this season.
Bracho swings and pops it up in the infield. Owen's back on the mound, called off by first baseman McCall with the catch in between the mound and second base. Two outs. Zach Fascia's coming up. And if Owen can get Fascia, that would be five innings and just one run. And oh, by the way, Jack right now is at 59 pitches.
Patrick McCall's making a lot of defensive plays tonight. I feel like that baseball, obviously, is going to find the first baseman more than not, but he's making a ton of plays himself in the air on the ground.
Lefty, lefty, line drive, base hit over the leaping shortstop Muncie in the left field. Jack Winkler gets it in. Zach Fascia, the oppo single. No, Patrick McCall has been active. There's the fourth hit so far against Owen, the third single. And the batter now, the number nine hitting, Corey Holland. Holland grounded out to Owen his first time. Jack Owen faced Lake County earlier this year, back on July the 2nd. Let's it fly. Right-handed batter takes. Strike called on the outside corner. Well, in that start on July the 2nd, Owen went 3 2/3 innings. He allowed seven hits, two walks, but only two runs. And the Lugnuts defeated Lake County 4-2. Owen's pitch. Holland lifts it foul out of play to the right side. Strike two. Owen, by the way, the very next start for Owen after that appearance against the Captains, he fired six scoreless one-hit innings against the Great Lakes Loons and was named the league's pitcher of the week. 0-2. Foul ball, fly to the right. We stay nothing and two. But the most recent start for Owen, go back to July the 16th, game one of a doubleheader against Fort Wayne. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps scored four runs against him on four hits and two walks and beat the Lugnuts 4-3. He fires. Fly ball powder to right center field. Misses trouble. That's out in a triple's alley. A base hit, one hopping high off the wall, and then it kicks play. That is enormous. That makes it an automatic double. And Holland is sent to second. Fascia is sent to third. As it was, that was going to be an RBI triple for Corey Holland. But it denies, temporarily, the Captains the run.
I don't know if I've ever seen a ball hop over the 20-foot wall out there on a bounce. That was incredible. It splits right down there where it goes from 20 and then jumps down to 10 feet into the deepest part at the 407 marker, and that thing was twisting out to right, then hopped back up over the 20-foot wall.
Milan Tolentino takes a called strike from Owen. And if Owen gets Tolentino, he'll deny Lake County in this frame. And it would be off a bad hop off the blast. Corey Holland with the double. The hardest hit ball yet surrendered by Owen. Lefty offers. Breaking ball down and away. Off of Soderstrom's mitt, but not far. And with Fascia, the runner at third base, he's not going to try it unless that ball really gets away. They're talking to Fascia in the dugout. They're checking in with him. They're saying, Big Zach, you want to go? Not yet. The man behind him is a burner in Holland. If there's a base hit to the outfield, it's going to score two. A 1-1 pitch for Tolentino. Down low, two balls, one strike. Adam, the catcher Tyler Soderstrom and the batter Milan Tolentino have something in common. You go back to 2019, the under-18 World Cup was held in South Korea, and both of them were on Team USA. 2-1 pitch from Owen. On its way. Tolentino taps it out in front of the plate. It's the pitcher Owen. Grabs, spins, throws. He nipped him at first base. Side retired. And after fashion, Holland with the back-to-back base hits, well, because of the bad hop, Lake County doesn't score. Two runners are stranded at second and third. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house, and it's still the Lugnuts 3, the Captains 1.
What grows? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Top of the order time for the Lugnuts for the last of the fifth inning against Aaron Davenport. Lugnuts 3, Captains 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler from Michigan State Capitol. Between Michigan Avenue, the ballpark's on Michigan, between Cedar Street and Larch Street. Swift, Muncie, Soderstrom, 1-2-3 batters coming up. Righty Davenport deals to the righty, True Swift. Strikeout, a walk, a steal, and a run scored. Lines the first pitch he sees into the Lugnuts pen, just beyond the pen. And it ricochets around in the corridor between the bullpen and the stands down the right side. No balls and one strike on the native of Chandler, Arizona. The pitch. Curveball hangs high. One ball, one strike. Second baseman Bracho is playing the fleet Swift up the middle. Drew takes a ball outside. Two Lugnuts against Davenport. Three strikeouts. One walk drawn by Swift. Five base hits. They scored a run in the second. They tacked on two more in the third. 3-1 they lead. The pitch. Swift bounces it weakly but foul up the third base side. And then the kick by Rodriguez up to his hands, and he discards it into his dugout. We might be seeing the end near for Aaron Davenport. The right-hander Davis Sharp is warming up in the pen, so this might be Davenport's final inning of work. Out of Hawaii, deals up and inside. Get out of there, Drew Swift. Three balls and two strikes. Aaron Davenport, three seasons he pitched at Hawaii. As a sophomore, he was all Big West honorable mention. Payoff, outside for ball four. And of all people, he has walked Drew Swift twice. That hurt him in the third inning. We'll see what comes of it in the fifth. Davenport now against Max Muncy, whom he has struck out twice. However, in the third inning, his strikeout, with the third strike, came a passed ball, and Muncy reached. Swift goes, first pitch taken for a ball, throw down to second base, the tag, not in time! Drew Swift has steal number 21. Feet first he arrived. The throw from the catcher Fascia was strong, maybe a little third base side. But Braccio caught it, applied the tag to Swift's spike, and Swift pronounced safe by the bases umpire Martin.
Wow, that was really close.
So he turns the walk into a double. Nobody out. The pitch. Muncy takes it, bouncing in, and then away from Fascia. Kicks off to the left side. Swift rounds third base, and he stops right there. Wild pitch for Davenport. How quickly a walk to Drew Swift can compound.
This is why you can't let him get on base, and why the top of the order produces.
Infield drawn in for Lake County. Third baseman Rodriguez, shortstop Tolentino close. Muncy drills the next pitch out of play down the right side. Two balls and one strike. Yesterday we saw Max Muncy in his Lugnuts debut batting in the third spot of the order. And today moving up into the two hole. Davenport deals. Ground ball up the middle toward the shortstop. Grabbed by Tolentino. Holds the runner. Throws to first. And they get the out. One away. Swift stays at third base. Muncy can't bring in Swift. How about Tyler Soderstrom? That is why the infield is in. If shortstop Tolentino is playing back, there's no way they would have been able to prevent the run. Ball was not hit well. The righty deals. Soderstrom bounces it. Foul right side. Strike one. Tyler Soderstrom is second in the Midwest League in RBIs. He has 64 this year. Three came yesterday. League leader in RBIs, Christian Encarnacion Strand of the Cedar Rapids with 68, but he's been promoted. So you'd figure Soderstrom is going to pass him unless Tyler gets promoted. He takes the ball outside. It's 1-1. And Tyler Soderstrom, this month alone, entering play today, 13 games, 15 RBIs. He takes ball two, down and in. Today he's 0 for 2 against Davenport. He's grounded to short. He is struck out looking. And field in. Third baseman Rodriguez hugs the line. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Lugnuts lead 3-1. Drew Swift at third, last of the fifth. One out. The rock, the kick, the fire. Ground ball right side and through. Base hit right field. Swift scores. Clemez gets it in from right with a is an RBI number 65. 4-1 Lugnuts.
Soderstrom finds a way. Always. Always seems to find a way, Jesse.
Just like life. Well, and with that, Jan Rivera, the acting manager for Lake County, with manager Greg DeCenzo away on break, has gone to the bullpen, and Davis Sharp is coming in. Aaron Davenport departs. For Davenport, it was better here today than it was the last time that he faced the Lugnuts, but just like the last time, he can't get through five. 4 1/3 innings, four runs so far against him. He allowed six base hits. He strikes out four. He walks two. Both times it was Drew Swift, and both times Swift scores. We'll give you more on this new right-handers in for the captains. Lugnuts leading 4-1, the last of the fifth inning, one-on-one out. But first, everyone deserves a great smile. And Grubaugh Orthodontics is here to help you, Lugnuts fans. Grubaugh Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with their affordable payment plans. One of the country's leading orthodontists is right here in the Lansing area. And they'd love to see Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile that you deserve. Visit yourgrubaughorthodontics.com today and book your free consult. It's a free consult, and all you have to do is book it by going online. Grubaugh Orthodontics.com, G-R-U-B-A-U-G-H. G-R-U-B-A-U-G-H. Now to Adam on Davis Sharp.
Yeah, he's a 13th round selection last year out of Clemson from Arlington, Texas. Davis Sharp, and he's been excellent so far this year through 9 games. ERA sits just above 2. Only has allowed 5 earned runs, 1 home run, 29 strikeouts, and just 3 walks. They are bringing him in here to see if he can eat up a few innings and keep the captains within range against the Nuts, who've been really good so far tonight.
He's going to be greeted by Jack Winkler. Tyler Soderstrom, the runner at first, RBI single. 1 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in this fifth inning. 4 unanswered for the Nuts after Lake County grabbed a quick 1-0 lead in the top of the second. Roddy, 1 gone. Second baseman Bracho up the middle. The first pitch called a strike from Sharp. He goes off speed. Jack Winkler has contributed to this lead. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI single his last time up. He ripped a laser into left field. Sharp from the high stretch. Kicks and deals. Slider down and away. 1-1. Sharp has his sign. Let's it fly. Inside to Winkler. Do they appeal a check swing? They do not. And it's 2-1. Tyler Soderstrom at first base. 0 stolen base attempts for the year for the Lugnuts. Last year with Stockton, he was 2-for-3. The pitch. Slider outside. It goes to 3-1 on Winkler. Boy, Jack Winkler continues to be so good for the Lugnuts in this month of July. Came into play today hitting .357 this month, and that's going up. A 3-1. Ripped to deep left field. That goes Holland. It's gone. You want to talk hot. Jack Winkler is enjoying the summer. Home run number 4 this year is a 2-run shot to home run Hill. 6-1 Lugnuts.
That didn't take much time to get out at all. A straight line drive. And this is more like it from the Nuts, continuing to pour it on in this fifth inning.
3-1 pitch, 2 hittable from Davis Sharp. Second home run that he's allowed this year. Sharp, Adam, has been one of Lake County's most effective relievers. Deals to Denzel Clark, side corner.
Yeah, again, I mean, it has only given up a few earned runs. And as you mentioned, and we talked about, only 1 home run allowed until that one from Winkler this year.
Roddy. Clark takes it high. 1-1. Denzel is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. This is a different game than yesterday.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, Lugnuts have scored 6 runs in both games. Denzel swings and misses at a slider. Strike 2.
Yeah, but they got, you know, not all 6 in 1 half inning. That's what you meant, right?
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about. Everything else is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Sharp's 1-2. Clark takes the breaking ball down and away. Yesterday, the Lugnuts lost to Lake County 18-6. And today, the Lugnuts are winning 6-1. Similar. The pitch. Clark skies it out into center field, out into left center, I should say. Corey Holland, the left fielder, is over to make the catch. And that is out number 2. Next up, Eurybiel Angeles. Angeles is 0-for-2 today. A couple of ground outs to shortstop. Roddy, first pitch. He smacks it right off of Davis Sharp. Third baseman Rodriguez barehands, throws, one hops right past Naranjo, bounces off the barricade, stays in play. Naranjo goes over to retrieve. Anales is on. And now, is Davis Sharp okay? Gabriel Rodriguez ends up on the seat of his pants. Rodriguez walks back, gives a thumbs up to his dugout. The bench coach, Jan Rivera, is outside the dugout checking in. But they discard the baseball, and they say, it's all good here for Davis. That baseball was sent out to the mound with authority by Angeles.
Well, Arribial has smacked a few balls tonight. That's the first one that wasn't on a hop. The other two going to shortstop, and he pounded them into the ground. That one, though, a line drive right back at Sharp, and good to see he's all right. What a swing from Angeles.
Now Josh Wainwright swings and misses. Ball gets away from Pham to second. And the Lugnuts have another runner in scoring position. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three runs in this frame for a 6-1 lead. Official score rules passed ball on Zach Fascia. No balls, one strike on Wright, who is 2-for-2 today. The pitch. Wright reaches out, pokes a foul off the right side. Adam, you know what guys usually say? Let's say a team scores 18 runs. Have you ever heard this expression? Save some of those runs for tomorrow. Lake County, 18 yesterday, 1 today. Yesterday, the Toronto Blue Jays scored 28 runs. They beat the Red Sox. Today, they beat the Red Sox again. 0-2. Wright lays off the breaking ball down and away. Good block by Fascia. They did not score 28. They scored 4. They scored 3 in the third and 1 in the ninth. And the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 4-1. They saved enough runs after tallying 28 yesterday.
Goodness.
There was a headline in a Toronto paper about yesterday's Blue Jays win where it said, for the paraphrase, for the 7,751st game, Blue Jays failed to score 29 runs. Wright takes a ball inside.
I mean, failed to get 30. Come on now.
Yeah, what was going on, guys? Alec Manoah, the All-Star, 6 innings, one run, struck out 7. Bouncing ball hit to short by Wright, grabbed by Tolentino. Arcs it over to first base, received by Naranjo, inning over. 7 Lugnuts batted, 3 scored. RBI single Tyler Soderstrom, but the big blow was a 2-run blast. Jack Winkler, a 2-run homer out to left and onward to the 6th inning. The Lugnuts on top of Lake County. The score, the Lugnuts leading 6-1.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we end?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Big Lug versus the Dinosaur events continue. In this case, it was interpretive dance, rhythmic gymnastics with the ribbon. And now we're ready to continue. It is the Lugnut 6, the Lake County Captains 1. We open up the 6th inning. The lefty Jack Owen returns to the mound, and every time he does so, it's like his lead is growing behind him. Lefty to lefty, Joe Naranjo swings, lifts the first pitch to left field. Backs up Jack Winkler. Winkler's under. Winkler catches out number 1. How about Jack Winkler? So we had only seen Jack this year at shortstop and at third base. And yet here he is making his first start in his professional career in the outfield. He's handled it fine. It clearly has not distracted his hitting. He has an RBI single and a 2-run homer today. He has applied half of the Nuts' runs. Owen throws to Alexi Planez. Up high, ball 1. The Lugnuts have had to rely on players who you would not consider natural trade. The pitch to Planez. Strike called on the inside corner. 1-1. It's because Nasser Armenteros is hurt. Brian Buelbas is hurt. Johnny Butler is hurt. Lawrence Butler is hurt. The pitch on its way. Bounced straight back. So the Nuts' healthy outfielders on the roster are Denzel Clark, Kevin Richards, Gabriel Maciel. That's three outfielders. And if somebody needs a day off, like today it's Gabriel Maciel, well, somebody else checks in the outfield. Owens 1-2. On the outside corner, strike three called. Planez is rung up. Strikeout number three for Owen. Two outs in the sixth inning. And now the batter's Petey Halpin. 2-for-2, a double, a single, a run scored. Today we're seeing Winkler in the outfield. We have also seen the first baseman Pat McCall playing in the outfield, as well as Josh Wainwright, who today is at third base. Lefty to lefty, Owens pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. It is Halpin who scored the only late county run. Led off the second inning with a double. Two batters later, Gabriel Rodriguez singled him in. 6-1, Lugnuts, two outs, nobody on. The pitch, punched on the ground toward short, vacuumed by Muncy. Fires to first, easy for McCall, easy for Owen. Three up and three down, he's through six. And the Lugnuts lead 6-1 on our way to the bottom of the sixth inning from Jackson Field.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To one, Lansing Lugnuts on top. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Lugnuts looking for some more. Right-hander Davis Sharp remains in the game on the mound for the Lake County Captains. He relieved the starter Aaron Davenport in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Jack Winkler greeted him with a two-run homer. He deals to Patrick McCall, opening up the home sixth. Outside corner, strike called. It's McCall, Richards, and Swift here, 8-9-1. Lugnuts out hitting the Caps, 8-5. Left-handed batter, righty deals. That's down low. One ball, one strike. A lot of sliders from Davis Sharp. And when he came in, he was not, you know, sharp. The pitch stays up high and wide. And he's behind McCall, 2-1. Pat McCall is 1-for-2, line a single in a right field back in the second inning. Here's the toss. That's hit in the air to left field. Holland backs up. He approaches the track right in front of the wall and the Meyer Capital City Market billboard. By the way, tomorrow is a Capital City Market Kids Day, 1:05 p.m. Kids are on the bases after the game and then go to Capital City Market and enjoy some ice cream. One up, one gone. Kevin Richards is the next batter. You can go to LansingLugnuts.com for more info. Richards fouls off the first pitch over the screen, back to the seats. No balls, one strike. For Kevin, a fly out to right and a ground out to short. He has great power. Righty, righty. Sharp throws. Slider away, not caught by fascia. One ball and one strike. The kick and the pitch. That sails outside. That game tomorrow, that's going to be the finale of this mini-series. Just a three-game set. Captains won yesterday. Lugnuts leading right now 6-1. One out, nobody on. Last of the sixth inning. The 2-1. Sky to center field. Hit a ton. Halpin goes back at the wall. Halpin jumps up. And Petey Halpin can't make the catch. Bounces away. Richard streaks for third base. Held up there. Kevin Richards. That is his first triple as a member of the Lugnuts. Boy, did he wallop it. Deepest right center. The Farm Bureau Insurance billboard rises up high. And the background of that billboard is white, and the baseball blended right in as Petey Halpin was jumping up to try to make an electric catch. Top of the order time, Drew Swift takes down and away ball one. Catcher Fascia saves his pitcher a wild pitch. What a backhand stab. The ninth hit of the game for the Lugnuts, the Richards three-bagger. Drew Swift is 0-1 with... Here it comes. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. Let's say, I don't know, hypothetically, the Lugnuts go on and win this game. 6-1 right now. Runner at third. Things are looking pretty good. And that would set up tomorrow's a rubber match. Sharp sets. 2-0. Low and away again. Three balls, no strikes. And Sharp did a frustrated spin after dealing in that one. Tomorrow, the pitching matchup, Blake Beers gets the ball for the Lugnuts. He'll be piggybacked by Mac Lardner. That's a darn good 1-2 tandem. Lefty Doug Nikhazy for Lake County tomorrow. The deal. Swift taking all the way at a called strike from Sharp. 3-1. Max Muncy is waiting on deck. The Lugnuts are looking to make this game real comfortable. Sharp offers. Breaking ball slides outside. He's walked him. Third walk drawn by Swift. Now I wonder. It's 6-1. Runners at third base. Drew Swift, when he reaches first, usually tries to steal. Doesn't take him long. Does he go? Kind of feels like he will. Max Muncy's last time up, he was up there with Swift at third base. The infield was drawn in. Muncy grounded to shortstop, could not bring his teammate in. So Tyler Soderstrom stepped up next and singled in Swift. There's a visit to the mound, catcher Fascia. Shortstop Tolentino. Home plate umpire Brian Van Franken said, enough's enough. Come on back to home plate with me, Zach, and let's continue. They are milling about in the bullpen for Lake County. Nobody warming. This is Davis Sharp's game, and the Lugnuts are threatening to blow it wide open. Now the middle infielders are playing back, looking to turn two. Wouldn't this be a spot for Max Muncy's first Lugnuts homer? Pickoff though to first base, Swift back in standing. No tag by Naranjo. Max today is 0-3. Two strikeouts and a ground out to short. Sharp's pitch. He strokes it to deep center. Halpin spins around in front of the wall, reaching out. He's got the catch. He fires it back to a first base. Swift retreats successfully. All the while the tag at third, and Richards scores. A long sacrifice fly from Muncy. And the Lugnuts lead 7-1. Give Max his second RBI and his second game with the Lugnuts. And now the batter is Tyler Soderstrom. Two men out, bottom of the sixth, and Swift at first base, a threat to run as per usual. Righty deals to lefty, the pitch to Soderstrom. Outside corner, strike called on the fastball. I dare say that Max Muncy got the job done that time. He walked back into the dugout with his head down as if he had just missed it, but still, Zach Fly will work every time here. Sharp sets. Delivers to Soderstrom. Swift starts and stops. The pitch is fly to center. Hoppin started back, dances, prepares, trots forward, makes the catch, and the inning is over. So the Lansing Lugnuts in the bottom of the sixth inning add one more run on a hit, a walk, and leave one. And we go to the seventh inning with the Lugnuts now up on top 7-1 over Lake County. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for
Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
What a night it's been for Lansing so far in front, 7-1 through two-thirds of this one as they try and even up the series against the Lake County Captains. Jack Owen continuing on as he looks to go seven strong potentially. Some action in the Lugnuts pen, but he will face Jonathan Rodriguez, Gabriel Rodriguez, and Aaron Braccio here at Jackson Field. Lefty on righty, here comes the first pitch. It's up high, ball one. Owen doing an excellent job so far through six, just 5 hits and 1 earned run with 3 strikeouts. No walks. Next pitch up high outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Here's the 2-0. Strike. Lansing doing what Lake County did last night, scoring in lots of half innings. 4 of the 6 so far for the Nuts. They've had runs. Next offering. Hard shot on the ground, and it is caught by Joshua. He'll throw over to first just because. And I think they actually say that hit the ground. So a 5-3 put out. Wright kind of lofted it over to first like he thought that he caught it. But it all works the same. Rodriguez had basically stopped running because he thought Wright caught it as well. All in all, it'll go down as a 5-3 put out and one away to open up this seventh inning. First pitch, swing and a miss to Gabriel Rodriguez. Lansing in front, 7-1 in the top of the seventh. Next pitch, that's down low. 1 ball, 1 strike.
Adam, I really like the agreement between Jonathan Rodriguez and Joshua Wright, where Jonathan said, I'm not going to run. You got me.
Looking out for each other. The pitch, that's a little bit wide. 2 balls and a strike. We've been slacking on the trivia, Jesse, so I'm going to ask one late here in the seventh and then probably answer in the bottom half of the seventh. So you got to be quick. 2-1. Bouncer, foul, 2 balls, 2 strikes. It is Jurassic Weekend, so we must cater to the category and the theme with the trivia question tonight. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Owen first. A little bit wide, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Your question, what theory does mathematician Ian Malcolm use to predict the collapse of the park? What is the theory that Ian Malcolm uses to predict the collapse of the park? A pitch is outside, ball four. It's the first one given up. A free pass tonight by Jack Owen. One on with one out in the seventh. If you know, you've got a limited amount of time, just as many of the human beings in the Jurassic World had with all those dinosaurs coming after them. But please, at Jay Goldstrass or Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. One more time, what theory does mathematician Ian Malcolm use to predict the collapse of the park?
I mean, Adam, those dinosaurs were clever, so.
Clever girl. Clever indeed. Don Schulze is out there with the rest of the infield. I have a word here with Jack Owen with one on, one out, as Kumar Nambiar starts to warm in that pen. Lansing has him, Trace, and Kubo, two of their late-inning options, ready to go tonight once Owen departs. They used a whole host of pitchers last night, including Patrick McCall, just to get them through a wild nine-inning game. And we'll stick with Jack Owen, though, here with one out and one on in the seventh. The pitch to Aaron Braccio. High arcing breaking ball outside part of the plate. A beauty. Strike one.
That took forever to come back in through the back door.
Yes, it did. And looped in perfectly. Braccio slightly open stance from the right side. Here's the pitch. That's in there. Strike two. Lansing in front 7-1 on this Saturday evening. 8:45 in the Eastern Time Zone on July 23rd, 2022. From the stretch, Owen kicks and throws. That's fouled back, out of play. No balls, two strikes. Just had a chance to go down and walk around a little bit in the concourse level.
See any dinosaurs?
Did see some dinosaurs. And just a buzzing crowd tonight. Gorgeous down there. 0-2, down low. One ball, two strikes. Some great energy here at Jackson Field, as this community has been bringing for 25-plus years. Another packed crowd tonight. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, whacked foul, third base side. Remains 1-2. Owen set from the stretch. Shoulder high hold. Throws. In there, called strike three. Fourth strikeout for Jack Owen.
When he's going great, he is such a frustrating pitcher to face. And if that is the last pitch that he throws at him, that is a fine pitch to go out on.
Yes, it is, as that looks like it is going to do it. It's Phil Pohl coming out there. We'll see if they let him try and finish here, if that's going to do it. And that is going to do it. Phil Bowl takes the baseball from him. Here comes Kumar, or no, it's Trayson Kubo that actually will come in to try and get the final out of this seventh inning. But what a masterpiece again tonight by Owen. His line not final, but he will exit through 6 2/3 with four strikeouts, one walk, and only one run allowed. We'll see if Kubo can get the final out here to make sure it stays at just a one-run line, as Jack Owen is mobbed in the Lugnuts dugout by his teammates after a terrific outing tonight.
Adam, the last time that we saw Trayson Kubo, go back to July the 16th. So he's had a nice 6 days of rest. He fired game two of that series against Fort Wayne, and if you recall, his command betrayed him. He went two-thirds of an inning. He struck out two, but he also walked three. That was following his blown save and his loss 3 days before that, where he went one inning, but he walked two. He struck out two. He allowed one run. And Kubo, if he throws strikes, that stuff is electric. 33 innings, as you see, in 26 appearances. 33 strikeouts, but 22 walks. How well does he locate? How is that fastball-slider combination?
Well, a good opportunity. Pressure up by six. Good kind of get right spot right here. Get your confidence back up, and let's see if he can locate with that number one pitch. 7-1 score in the top of the seventh, with one on and one out for Trayson Kubo, or one on and two outs rather, for Trayson Kubo. And he will get the lefty, Zach Fascia. And we'll see if he continues on in the eighth inning as well, if he can get this quick out here in the seventh. I'm sure they'd love to extend him through 7-8. We'll start with the seventh, though, in the final out. Right from the stretch with the runner on and Rodriguez at first. The pitch home. That's kicked back off the inning. Goes first pitch fastball 94 and right in there on the outside part of the plate. That's been the struggle for Kubo. That slider has been his most effective pitch, but he's had to almost overutilize it because he had been missing with the fastball in his recent outings. 0-1. That's up high. Gets away as the fastball betrays him there over the head of Soderstrom, and over to second goes Rodriguez in a wild pitch. So that certainly for Kubo seems to be what this second half is going to be about, getting that fastball command down, because when his fastball is working off his slider, he is really tough to hit against. And we've seen that so many times this year. Runner at second now with two outs. Kubo's 1-1. There's that slider nipping the outside corner. It's a thing of beauty. Staying on the outside part of the plate to the lefty Fascia. And it's a ball and two strikes. Kubo, a long stare into Soderstrom, comes set belt high as he peeks over at second. His 1-2 pitch. Slider again. Ooh, just missed it. Was going for that same location on the outer edge. Fascia wanted nothing to do with it. 2-2. No batting gloves for Fascia up there. Two hands wrapped around the handle. Leans back from the left side. 2-2 pitch. Fastball, middle of the plate, roped down the third base side, and into left field. Jack Winkler on the run makes the catch towards the warning track. And Trayson Kubo does the job, comes in, gets the flyout, and we will head to the home half of the seventh as we stretch it out at Jackson Field. All Lansing up 7-1 in Michigan State Capitol. Bottom of the seventh, Lansing leading 7-1. And Jack Winkler will lead off against the new man on the mound, Mason Hickman's first pitch. In there, strike one, the former Vanderbilt Commodore, Mason Hickman. Second year with Lake County, the pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike.
Similar to Tommy Mace yesterday, using a member of the starting rotation to come out of the pen to get him ready in the second half.
Mace was phenomenal. This pitch bounced off the plate. Weakly hit towards short. Charging is Tolentino. Throws down the run and in time. Well done and in control from Milan Tolentino to get the first out of this seventh inning. He is so smooth over there at the shortstop position. A good get for the Guardians. I think they're going to like him for a long time. All right, well, not much time tonight to answer the trivia question. That's on me. But we got to give you an answer here in the seventh. Here's Denzel Clark. Pitches outside, ball one. I'm guessing we didn't get any answers because they had about 5 minutes. Again, apologize. 1-0. That's in there. Strike one.
I don't see any. Adam, was it Chaos Theory?
It was Chaos Theory, the answer to tonight's trivia question.
Yeah.
Based on Jurassic Weekend, the pitch. That's a little wide, maybe a touch high. 2-1. We asked you what the theory was that mathematician Ian Malcolm used to predict the collapse of the park. Chaos Theory is correct. The 2-1. It's a swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chaos Theory, small differences in initial conditions, such as those due to rounding errors and numerical computation, can yield widely diverging outcomes for dynamic systems. Swing and a miss. And there's the second out and the first strikeout for Mason Hickman. And those diverging outcomes for dynamic systems rendering long-term prediction of their behavior impossible. That all computated by the great Ian Malcolm. Aribio Angeles steps in, takes the ball up high. 1-0, 7-1 nuts in the bottom of the seventh on Jurassic Weekends at the park. The pitch, swinging a bouncing ball over Hickman towards short, charging Tolentino, gloves on the dirt, throws to first. That is ridiculous from Tolentino. Two excellent plays, running to his right on Winkler, running to his left on Anales, and gets them both. And just like that, we're through the seventh. Lugnut 6 outs away from a victory up 7-1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Onward into the eighth inning we go, and it begins with Trayson Kubo firing in a called strike one to the first batter of the eighth, Corey Holland. It's Holland, Tolentino, and then Naranjo. This is 9-1-2 in the order. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Righty, righty. Holland swings and misses a slider. 0-2. Kubo came out of the bullpen to replace the Lug starter, Jack Owen. 6 2/3, 5 hits, 1 run, 1 walk. 4 strikeouts. Here's the deal. Swing and a miss. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night, Corey Holland. Kubo dispatches him.
Well, that'll work.
Yes, it will. And now let's go to the top of the order. On the shortstop, Milan Tolentino,
who is 0-for-3 at home plate, but he has distinguished himself defensively. He has grounded out twice. That sandwiched around a swinging strikeout. Left-handed batter. The right-hander Kubo lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. Strike one.
By him.
The Lansing Lugnuts are leading 7-1 over Lake County. The deal. Down low. One ball, one strike. One out, nobody on in the eighth. And Kubo and the Lugnuts are 5 outs away from the W. And the home whites on a Lafkew fireworks night. He fires. Called a strike, and it's 1-2.
Well, this looks much more like kind of that mid-season, early season form we saw from Kubo. He's locating very well so far to start his outing.
Fires the 1-2. Tolentino swings, lets a base hit into left field. Inside out stroke. Jack Winkler plays it in. Tolentino has the oppo single. I don't know about you, Adam, but seems to me Milan Tolentino between yesterday and today is showing off the entire toolbox.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why he's at the high A level.
He didn't begin this year in high A. He began this year down in single A, and then they promoted him. Living up to his third round billing. Joe Naranjo. Check swing. Pitch just missed, and I couldn't tell you where. Didn't look in. It didn't look high, but it was called ball one. Tolentino, the fourth rounder, I should say, in 2020. Here's Joe Naranjo, the third rounder in 2019. Drafted out of high school in California. 1-0. That's outside. As received by the guy who was drafted out of high school in California in the first round in 2020, Tyler Soderstrom. Milan Tolentino, meanwhile, drafted out of high school in California in 2020. Then you've got the shortstop, Max Muncy, drafted out of high school in California last year. Two-ball pitch. Outside. 3-0. And now it changes where you're playing, right? Who's from SoCal, who's from Northern California. But what baseball talent. Joe Naranjo, hitless in the series. He's 0-for-10. 3-0 pitch. Up and inside, Kubo walks him. And there's his first time on base. 4-pitch walk, Tolentino up to second base. 2 on, 1 out. Captain's trailing 7-1. Yeah, bring up Alex Replanes.
A lot of baseball talent down there in that southwest pocket of the United States. Dip over to Southern California.
What I can't get over is 2020, pandemic year, right? So Tyler Soderstrom plays 5 games that high school season, and then they shut it down because of the pandemic. Here's your question. Who is the California High School Player of the Year that year, the Gatorade High School Player of the Year? Alex Replanes walked the first pitch, foul off to the right side. It's Tyler Soderstrom. After 5 games, Gatorade still went out and said, you know, we're convinced. You're it. Tyler Soderstrom, the California Gatorade High School Baseball Player of the Year for 2020.
Heck of a first impression.
Yeah. Soderstrom the signal. Kubo the 0-1. Planes takes ball one down and away. You think if you're another guy, let's say you're Milan Tolentino, you're buying with Soderstrom for that award in 2020, you're going, just give me another game to convince you. Give me 2 more.
Not meant to be.
2-1, 1 out. Kubo's pitch. Planes takes the slider, just missing inside. 2-1. I want to do some Today in Lansing Lugnuts history with you. July 23rd, I want to go back to 2007. So 15 years ago, the Lugnuts took on the Quad Cities team. But back then, before they were the River Bandits, they were the Swing of the Quad Cities. A 2-1 pitch from Kubo. Low. Ball three. Here's Kubo struggling with his command, as we have seen before. All right, so the Lugnuts played the Swing of the Quad Cities. Adam, it took 16 innings. There were 29 hits. There were 10 errors between the teams. And it took 5 hours and 31 minutes for the Lugnuts to win the ball game 11-10. Up and inside to Planez. Alexri Planez draws his fourth walk of the year, and the bases are loaded with captains. In general, he is a difficult player to walk, but Treyson Kubo was not close in that Tolentino to third, and here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze. One out and Petey Halpin coming up. Captains looking to get right back in this game. So 5 hours and 31 minutes, that set the franchise record. That is the longest Lugnuts game in team history, July 23rd, 2007. It's a lot of baseball.
That's a hefty length of a game right there.
Just to imagine it. Okay, tonight's game started at 7:04. We are 2 hours in, and we're in the top of the eighth inning. It is 9:04 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. If we were playing on that day, we would finish the game at 12:35 a.m.
No disrespect to the game of baseball, but I certainly hope we don't make it to that time with baseball still being played tonight.
No, sir. You know, when you get 16 innings, that's 2 7th inning stretches. So, Adam, I might sing the first one. You sing the second.
Dual effort.
Schulze back to the dugout, first base way. Treyson Kubo to Petey Halpin. You know, something about Kubo. Kubo has only induced one double play ball this year. He'd love to make it two. Right-hander fires. Left-handed batter lines it foul into the screen on the left. He was late on the fastball. Strike one.
I swear, everything off of this guy's bat is the opposite way. Petey Halpin just goes the opposite way. Doesn't do too much, but he can hit it hard the opposite way.
The third rounder 2 years ago drafted one route in front of Tolentino. The pitch. Inside corner, strike two called.
See, I think that's where you got to pitch him. He wants to take that the other way, twist it out. So jam him inside. And great work by Kubo to get out ahead. No balls, two strikes here.
Soderstrom the sign. 7-1, Lugnuts lead. Soderstrom sets up in. The pitch. Fought off the hands into the netting. We stay nothing in two. Halpin up, captains with success today. Doubled in the second, scored the Caps' only run. Singled in the fourth, grounded out to shortstop in the sixth. Kubo straightens. 0-2. A fastball swung at and missed. Kubo strikes him out. Two gone.
Well, it's a key there. You got to get ahead. And Kubo, when he does get ahead, he is pretty difficult to hit against. He can go up with that fastball, come in on you, or he can go with that slider away against these right-handed hitters. That time he goes up top. Well done against a dangerous hitter in Petey Halpin.
All right, Adam, what do you got here?
Fastball.
Base is loaded, two gone. Jonathan Rodriguez takes a slider, called a strike on the outside corner.
And that's his favorite pitch. And that works against the righties.
Tolentino at third, Naranjo at second, Planez at first base. At 0-1. High fastball is sky, out in the right center field. Clark and Richards are over. Denzel Clark, the center fielder, makes the play. In deepest right center, he went down to go get it. But the Big West Defensive Player of the Year last year comes up with it, and the Lansing Lugnuts survive. Two walks, one single, three left, no runs. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and it remains the Lugnuts 7. The captain's one.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Last chance for the Lugnuts to add some insurance. Leading 7-1, bottom of the eighth, Josh Wainwright takes the curve from Mason Hickman outside. Ball one. Righty-righty. Wright, McCall, Richards, 7-8-9 in the nuts order. The big righty Hickman deals another curve. Low. Two balls, no strikes. Mason Hickman went 1-2-3 through the 4-5-6 batters in the seventh inning. His first frame from the pen. Fastball high. Three balls and no strikes. And Josh Wainwright is 2-for-3, this after going 2-for-4 yesterday, and now he's hitting 262. Here's the pitch, taking all the way. It's called the strike in the outside corner. He was hoping for the walk.
Josh Wainwright, clubhouse leader for best look with the safari cap on in the video board.
The pitch, fastball is high. He does take ball four.
Just fits him naturally. Looks great with his head shot up there.
Now that brings up Patrick McCall. Let me see how Pat looks. Josh Wainwright on for a third time today. What do you think? Little tilt.
I like it.
Terry Alpert photoshopping. Left-handed batter. Hickman throws. McCall takes a called strike. This is the 6-6 Hickman again, out of Salt Lake City, Utah, against the 6-6 McCall from Los Altos, California. Short lead for Wright at first base. Nobody out, bottom of the eighth. And the Lugnuts lead 7-1. Here's the toss. Line drive over, shortstop, a base hit in the left center field. Collected quickly by Halpin. Wright stops as he rounds second base. Halpin relays into short. Single by McCall for his second hit of the game.
Yeah, he's had some really good swings tonight. Even his sixth inning swing hit it pretty hard out to Hollins. And then hit one on the ground pretty hard in his fourth inning at bat. So nice to see Patrick McCall coming up with some production in the bottom of the order tonight.
Now Kevin Richards, who is 1-for-3 with a triple his last time up. And he scored the Lugnuts' most recent run, 7-1 Nuts. Righty-righty, first pitch, fouled straight back, strike one. Boy, did he take a rip.
He ripped one in his last at-bat out to right center field. Some big swings by the Nuts over the last couple of nights out to center field in this series.
Home plate umpire Brian Van Franken just waved one of the Lake County Captains' bullpen members. Said, get out of that left field corner. Stay in foul ground. And a one, righty to righty. Down and away.
An issue with that last night they were down there. I'm not sure what they're doing. You can't be in the field of play. Things narrow pretty tightly down there, but you have the whole bullpen area.
They're in fair ground, getting themselves loosened up. What is this, spring training? The 1-1. Richards elevates it high to right in a shallow right. First baseman Naranjo is out, called off by the right fielder Planez with the catch. Josh Wainwright back to second, Pat McCall back to first. Planez throws it all out.
Color me shocked that Planez catches another one.
Elsewhere around the Oakland Athletics organization, David Leal has got the start right now in Double-A Midland. The Rockhounds are currently trailing 2-0. They only have one hit, a Brett Harris double. Leal has allowed 9 hits. He has walked nobody. He struck out 3, but he's only given up 2 runs. Rockhounds trailing 2-0. Drew Swift takes a called strike from Hickman. That's at the Double-A level, they're under the fifth. At the AAA level, past the seventh, Adrian Martinez, six innings, one run, six strikeouts. But Vegas is down 1-0. Swift takes a called strike two on the outside corner. Max Schumann is leading off the game for the Aviators, the 2021 Lugnut. He's 0-3, but he's drawn a walk. Off to a slow start in the early going, up in AAA. He's hitting 167. Roddy, 0-2. Swift takes the breaking ball, bouncing in, then away from Fascia, and the runners advance. Josh Wan right to third, Patrick McCall to second. Wild pitch, Mason Hickman. So a chance for Drew Swift to pick up a couple of RBIs here with a base hit. Swift out of that leadoff spot. A strikeout, a walk in the third, a walk in the fifth, a walk in the sixth. Two steals, two runs scored. The pitch. Swift takes a ball outside. Two balls, two strikes.
I mean, you can't give this guy free passes. Drew Swift finding ways to get on base. Been excellent this year for the Nuts.
I mean, Adam, they don't want to. It just happens that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hickman delivers. Swift swings and misses. He got him with the hook. That's Hickman's second strikeout on the second out of the eighth.
That one completely fooled Drew. He was thinking fastball there, and then he tried to hold up the swing once he saw the high looping breaking ball, but it was too late.
Osvaldo Berríos is loosening up in the Lux pen to work against Max Muncy. Muncy is 0-3 with a sack fly. Fouls off the first pitch. It's the curveball from Hickman. Nothing and one. For the Lugnuts today, the offense has been, they've been coming at this Lake County squad throughout the game. They've been relentless. One in the second, two in the third, three runs in the fifth inning, one in the sixth. Hickman's pitch. Muncy takes a called strike two.
Max Muncy totally looks like a safari tour guide. Could see it. Give him the wireless mic.
On the big video board, his image. No balls and two strikes. Two outs. Runners at second and third. The pitch. A curveball is lined. Fouled on the left side. And right into the Guardian Angels glove. Alaska Abney protecting things down in the pen. Lake County is warming up Matt Turner, the southpaw. Just in case Mason Hickman needs him. Hickman saying, no worries here. At 0-2 from Muncy, on its way. Fastball, skied foul off the right side. 0-2. That's what Hickman tries, right? Curve, sneak the fastball by you.
Mm-hmm.
Hickman's pitch. Muncy chases the curve down in the dirt, picked up by Fascia. Fascia lobs it down to first base to complete the strikeout and end the eighth inning. Third time that Muncy has struck out today. The Lugnuts leave right at third, and McCall at second base following the walk and the single. And as we go to the ninth inning, the Lux lead remains right here. It's Lansing 7. Lake County 1, 3 outs away from a Lugnuts win.
What? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics.
Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts are 3 outs away from a 7-1 victory tonight over Lake County at Jackson Field. And a new man is out there on the hill. The right-hander Osvaldo Berríos takes over for Treyson Kubo. Kubo went 1 1/3 innings. He allowed one hit, but no runs. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts for Kubo. And now Berríos will face Rodriguez, Bracho, and Fascia. 6-7-8 in the Lake County order. Looking to put this one to bed. It begins with Gabriel Rodriguez, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI single, a fly out to deep center, and a walk. 2-ton bat in his hand, a red barrel. Berríos lifts the leg and deals. Fastball finds the inside. Adam, when I associate Osvaldo Berríos with Lake County, I think about his 8-strikeout performance out of the pen.
It was excellent that day.
The pitch, fouled straight back, strike 2. You got those total Berríos stats?
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
All right. First, though, an 0-2. Slider outside. Rodriguez lays off. 1-2.
So Mr. Berríos has started 11 times this year, but he's been coming recently out of the pen. ERA is down at 6.5. 1 save this year. Non-save situation here.
Slider bounced to second. Anales charges, accepts, throws over to first for out number 1.
Nice work there by Berríos. 64 strikeouts, 32 walks. Has given up 11 home runs, but he's worked the most this year for the Nuts. 78 innings pitched. Right behind him, Stevie Emmanuel's the next most at 69. But opponents batting 283 against the righty.
And now Berríos against the switch, hitting Aaron Bracho, batting left. The pitch. Line drive over the leaping shortstop. Muncy, a base in the left center. Denzel Clark quickly on hand to get the baseball into second. That's a single by Bracho. He's now 1-for-4. Lake County has its 7th hit of the game. And the batter will be Zach Fascia.
Max Muncy's going, how many of these line drives are going to go over my head over the last 2 days?
I was just thinking that same thing.
He's had like 4 or 5.
Fascia swings and fouls off the first pitch to the left, strike 1.
We're watching intently because we're waiting to see what the defensive tools are for the 19-year-old Muncy, but he's not had any chance at those ones. Some hot shots, too tall for him over there.
Here's the pitch. Fascia swings through a Berríos fastball. 0-2. Somebody loves to write up the minor league prospects, and he said that he loved watching Muncy's movements on the dirt. At 0-2, one on one out. Fascia turns away. Pitch up and inside. 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, shortstop, such an important position out there. We know he's got a great stick, but he seemed to have some natural feel over there at the shortstop position as well. Complete player.
7-1, the Lugnuts lead, top of the 9th. And Osvaldo Berríos deals. Sliders bounce towards second. In fact, the first baseman McCall cuts it off. And then underhands to Berríos covering. Weakly hit. First baseman, a pitcher at the bag. And that is out number 2. Bracho moves up to second.
Really nicely done by Patrick McCall, who's had a lot of action over there at first base. And he's fielded his position tremendously tonight. Got to the ball early, so went with the early flip for Berríos. Berríos catches, and then he can go find the bag and not have to worry about catching the baseball as well. Good execution between pitcher and first baseman there for the Nuts.
And now the number 9 batter, Corey Holland. But first, because there's a runner at second base, Tyler Soderstrom and Osvaldo Berríos are going to get on the same page here. The Lugnuts are 1 out away from a 7-1 win.
Dominating performance tonight by Lansing. 1 out away. This has been an excellent bounce back after an ugly one last night.
Corey Holland is 1-for-3 with a double. Here's the pitch. Inside, nearly hit him. Let's go back to that double. Top of the 5th inning. At the time, the Lugnuts led the Captains 3-1. There were two outs. Zach Fascia was the runner at first base, and Corey Holland crushed it out to deepest right center. We call that area Triples Alley, but it bounced out of play for an automatic double. Holland swings and misses. One ball, one strike. And so instead of getting one run and having the chance to tie up the score trailing 3-2, the Captains still were down 3-1. Fascia was sent back to third base. Holland was sent back to second, and they got nothing from that frame. They have not scored since. Barrios delivers. Holland takes a called strike on the outside corner. Starter Owen, one run. Trayson Kubo, one in the third, scoreless. And now Barrios, one strike away. The 1-2. A slider foul tipped at home plate, and we'll try it again. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, West Michigan leads bottom of the ninth at Great Lakes, 3-1. Fort Wayne is doubling up Dayton, 6-3 at the seventh inning stretch. Cedar Rapids trails in the eighth, 8-5 to Peoria. Quad Cities lost at South End, 6-2. 7-1, Nuts the pitch. Swing and a miss. The high chatter strikes out Holland. This ball game is over. After yesterday, the Captains waxed the Lugnuts 18-6. Today, a thorough Lugnuts victory. Lugnuts beat the Captains 7-1, and a win tomorrow in the rubber match would give the Nuts this series.
Yeah, it's a great victory tonight for Lansing. Got an excellent start from Jack Owen again. Sets the tone. Lansing gives up the early run but comes right back with three runs combined between the second and the third, and then they have the breakout. Fifth inning tonight, they get the home run from Jack Winkler and just kept pitching it well. You go from the right-hander, Trayson Kubo, and then Osvaldo Barrios, but certainly the story tonight, Jack Owen commanding the zone once again and shutting down this Captain offense that put up 18 runs and 23 hits last night. They get just 7 hits and a run tonight.
Not that he's going to be named the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week again, but this was his pitcher of the week form.
Yeah, exactly. And this is kind of what we thought would be the recipe to success after last night. You look and see, well, Jack Owen's coming in tomorrow. Should have a much better opportunity to control this lineup with how well he's pitched through his few starts in Lansing. And he indeed does that to give the Nuts an opportunity to win the series tomorrow.
And now laugh you fireworks. So this crowd is really going to be three Captains in the loss. They fall to 12-9, 47-40 for the year. But the Lugnuts improving to 10-13, 35-54. 7 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. No save in the game, but Owen picked up the victory for the Lugnuts, and now he's 2-1. On the other side, the loser is the Lake County starter, Aaron Davenport. He falls to 2-5. Tomorrow, 1:05 p.m., finale. Lugnuts have Blake Beers and Mac Lardner as the scheduled piggybacking tandem. Adam, your thoughts?
Oh, that's a heck of a duo. I mean, they're going for this series. Lansing has had a rejuvenated energy on Sundays. They put together a few straight wins on Sundays, and it started in Lake County, and hopefully it can continue against Lake County after the All-Star break this week. Lansing would love a victory. That'd give them an even 9-9 split against the Captains this year and get them feeling good against Lake County, because remember, they won 3 of their last 4 in the series on the road just a few weeks ago, and now to come in and take 2 of 3 against a team that's been red hot, Jesse. They had won 6 straight coming into tonight, so that would be a really good feeling heading to Great Lakes next week.
So that winning streak is now over for Lake County. Adam, the crowds have just remained outstanding here in Lansing, Michigan. Yesterday, over 7,900. Today, the official attendance, 7,344. They get to watch their Lugnuts come away with the dub.
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. Great weather, and the fans certainly seems like they miss the Nuts baseball being on the road and then not having any games earlier this week, but they have come out in full force, and we'll expect it again tomorrow. A little bit of a younger crowd tomorrow as the kids will run the bases after the game, and expect another big one tomorrow. So awesome support from this Lansing community, as always, to help the Nuts get that second win tonight and hopefully a series win tomorrow.
That does it for us. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once more, your final score. The Lugnuts 7, the Captains 1. Tomorrow, 1.05 p.m., the first pitch. And so we'll have the pregame show for you beginning at 12:50. As far as tonight goes, we wish you well from Michigan State Capitol and Jackson Field. Good night. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.